And now, broadcasting directly to your personal devices, it's the Topper Sports Podcast, featuring our founder and CEO, Topper. Also featuring Commissioner Lenny Alba. And last but not least, the head of officiating, a.k.a. the dirtiest player in the game, Rapier. And without further ado, let's go!
Back up in your ass with the resurrection. Is the group harder than an erection that shows no affection? They want to ban us on Capitol Hill.
All alone, it was a ghetto. Your team sucks.
And welcome everybody to the Topper Sports Podcast. I'm just kidding. Screaming, oh man, look at this right off the charts. But seriously, hi everybody. As always, I'm your host, Joe K. Coming to you live, although it's not technically live when you listen to it, from Topper's new poolside cabana, where allegedly we're going to be doing the podcast every Sunday around noon. And that means when it's nice out on Sundays, you can come to Topper's house and hang out by the pool. And I think that's encouraged, right? Is that what you're looking for here?
Well, just invite the whole league.
No.
Pretty sure you did.
Sounded like just invite the whole league.
Whole league.
Most of the league don't have the right papers to get to here, so it's going to be fine. And they don't actually know where he is. We're driving to Maddie's house. You need a passport and everything. But it's fine.
Yeah, you trumped me. That's far.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay, though. It's fine.
Farther now.
Lotion. Oh, yeah, no. He's going to want people to go to Lake Ontario.
That's where the hell is he now?
Maddie Bauhaus and Wilson. His backyard is the lake.
Yeah.
It's like his house, three football fields worth of grass, and then
that's the most Maddie thing I've ever heard.
Well, only if he erected like a 42-foot Power Ranger statue in the backyard.
Give him time.
But instead he got a cool third dog. But all right, so we've already talked about Maddie Ice too much today for this podcast. But you hear sultry voices on the other end. I mean, the one you didn't like was Topper's. He's here. Do you have anything to say, sir?
No.
Cool. And then joining me for our preseason podcast here are two people who have been on the show many times, friends near and dear to my heart, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Brett McKenzie from you're not the McKenzie Agency anymore.
No,
there is no McKenzie Agency.
Nope, there's not.
And is it just TMA, or are you guys still secretly the Moonsign Agency?
It's really just TMA. All
right, just TMA at this point. And then Emily Schilling's here. I don't even know where the fuck you ended up. Because you're on Frodo still?
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they kicked you off because you got hurt and you're damaged goods. Or
no, once on Frodo, always on Frodo.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And that's not necessarily true because I have a quarterback that said that isn't true. So,
well, he's incorrect.
He was barely on Frodo.
I was going to say, he only showed up half the time and always late for our games. And
yeah, he was building a house. Now he's not doing that anymore. Now he's playing in D2, so I'm super cool with it.
Yay.
But welcome. Thank you guys for filling in on relatively short notice. I thought...
You're welcome.
You knew about this the entire time. You knew about the entire time, so I don't want to hear any shit from you. But and it was your idea to do the podcast here, so I don't want to hear anything from you like that. No, I want you to talk to
me. When it's nice and warm out and the pool's open.
Yeah, I know that. That's going to be exciting as hell. It's going to spend my Saturday.
This is
Sundays
great.
With Topper.
I was
going to
say, this is great right now, man. Yeah. This is the hotness.
This setup
is fantastic.
I hate that Topper's second garage is nicer than like any house I'll ever own in my life.
That's right? Not wrong.
Unless I win the lottery.
Yeah. That bathroom is nicer
The bathroom in his second garage is nicer than any bathroom in his own house.
It is true.
It's really cool. And it's the only one with an Axel Neff, I'm going to keep wanting to say memorial, but he's not dead.
Right, he's not
urinal. Brent doesn't know that part. There's actually a plaque that's going to go over the urinal, like that is the urinal's dedicated to Axel.
Ah, okay.
I'm kidding. I kid you not. We'll show it to you after the chapter. But, well, like I said, nobody cares about the stuff we're talking about right now. So, welcome. So, the league is happening.
Yes,
it is currently exactly. April 17th, so we are a week out from the greatest co-ed football league in Western New York, nay, the world.
Yes.
The TSL is starting up. We have a whopping 60 teams. When you wrap in our Breakfast Club teams, that's
awesome.
That's amazing. You know, like, that's the result of Topper's really hard work over the COVID year. You know, like, a lot of people, they didn't get to play football, so... Once we were playing, you know, people showed up to the league that weren't even in it. Some of them ref, whatever, and now they're putting their teams in, bringing them from other places. It's really exciting. And I think another thing that played a factor is just how well the indoor league ended up finishing off.
Yeah.
Like,
indoor league was great.
Like, yeah, it went really well. Like, so we had 16 teams, a lot of people playing over at Sportsplex, right? And really exciting playoffs, like nothing bad. Every game, a lot of games were competitive. Some teams weren't as great as others. That's every league ever, not a big deal. And those people really like the Topper's putting together, and as a result, we have more players than ever, and it's the best. Like, any really, really good player in Western New York, and me and Brenton Topper are in this league now. And And I mean, Topper's name's in it, so he has to be, right? And I,
it's
I
in
will.
The bylaws.
And I'm only allowed to stay in it because it was in Lenny's will. So that's
and I'm here for the diversity.
You said I couldn't bring it up.
I didn't say you couldn't bring it up.
It's fine. It's fine. I love it. But yeah, so I just wanted to touch on, like, the preseason's coming. We have the schedule came out today. Topper finally released it. More people are complaining than ever, but that's what they do. Really, really quickly, because, like, I know Topper wants to complain about it, but I'll do it for him in, like, a more of a jerk way, I guess. Making the schedule sucks, like it does every year. While everybody always goes, well, isn't there just, like, a schedule-making app, blah, blah, blah. Then you got, there is, but then you got to factor in the 47 million schedule requests we get. Like, Topper handed me the sheet earlier. It doesn't matter where it went, but, like, all these teams can't play at certain times at other teams, or this team needs early games, and this team needs 2 weeks off, and this team needs... It's damn near impossible to schedule absolutely everything, and Topper does his best. I know because I see it. I get to proofread the schedule before it comes out, and just in case we got to find anything that he may have missed when he was in his seventh bottle of wine doing it.
I did no wine this year.
Oh, okay. So stuff's definitely...
I was just going to say.
Wait.
This is probably why I got through it the fastest.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I thought the scheduling got better the more you drank. I thought that's the way this
I
works.
I really confused myself with the wine. It got a lot better this year.
The requests make it so that you want to drink. That's just what it comes down to.
I got notified of two mistakes. They were funny because... Teams asked for a bye week. Two teams asked for a bye week, which I don't remember the one, but I definitely remember the second team asking for their bye week, and I gave them doubleheader that week.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. I heard all about that.
Jeez, just released them.
No, I got an email, too. It was Public Enemy, and that's really funny.
Yeah.
Hey, so this is a great email. And it was Tommy. He was really nice, too. I don't really care. He was just like, Tom, I know the schedule is really hard, but, like, we asked for this week off, and instead you gave us two games. And he's like, two games can be real hard, and we're definitely going to be missing, like, half, if not all, of our team. All right, well, we'll do what we can.
I know what I did. I couldn't give him the bye week because it's a ladder match, so I didn't even know who they were going to play, so I'm not going to take the game off the board.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I left it there, and then going through trying to add, like, either the week 9 game or a bye request from the previous week, I pushed it into an open slot in that week where it's lined up nice with D1, but
I forgot about the whole can't do it thing.
Right,
that's fine. I mean, like I said, we just said it. 60 teams, that's insane.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody else has 30 in the air, and that's really cool. But, like, it's not that hard, because we, like, if you think about it, and I guess I'll ask you this here, we have Breakfast Club at 9 o'clock, like we all know, but we have 5 fields, and we only need 4 for Breakfast Club, so are we just going to kind of plan on the 5th field being, like, makeup games if we need it, and, like, stuff like that, or... Do you want to not even get into that?
I just want to get through week 1.
Good luck. We might make it.
No, I know. I haven't really thought about that. I don't know how we can do makeup games at 9, only because so many people from different teams play in Breakfast Club. So, I mean, I guess
that sounds like a them problem, though.
It does.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
because then you could have you could play on your regular team, and then your Breakfast Club team will just have to find a sub.
Suffer.
Yeah,
it's only one game. It's
right.
Not like
right.
Yep, that's true.
And if you're getting killed in one game, you just jump to the other, right?
There
exactly.
He's not going to want to
no.
say yes.
No.
Wink, wink. No. No, it's fine. No, don't do that. I'll totally do it. But it's fine. Okay, so Emily, welcome back.
Thank you.
Might be these Emily who has the second most appearances on the podcast at this point.
Yeah,
it's called reliability. Thank you.
Yep.
Last season was awful for you, right?
Yes. Well, it was injury-wise, yes, but I'm glad I still got to be a part of the league.
Well, right. You were an under-the-radar MVP because even though you weren't playing or doing anything and you're just kind of limping around, you still helped a whole bunch. Like,
yeah.
Not even... Without
shirt.
Really asking, yeah, you got a shirt out of it to be on the TSL field crew, tell people to sign into their apps and whatever, yell at people to go to the wrong or the right exit.
Wear their masks, all that good stuff.
All the nonsense that came with the COVID year, but... So, again, thank you for helping out. That was still awesome. And,
anytime.
But how are you feeling now? Because, like, everybody, like, you blew out your ACL, right?
Yeah, I tore my ACL, got it repaired last February. And I've been playing a lot of pickup games, and I feel better than ever. I feel
That's
stronger
awesome.
Than ever. I'm really excited to get back out there.
So, you're playing, I assume, you said you're playing on Frodo, correct? So, you're sticking with them. And, well, tell me about them. What's going on with them in the offseason? What's new with your team?
With my team, obviously Scotty left and he joined Bullet Club, and then we now have Garrett is our QB.
Sorry.
I
know how that goes. Like, just go deep every play. It's fine.
Well, he can't throw it himself, so he normally calls his own plays to go deep. So.
He tells other people to go deep. Do not worry.
We'll see how that goes.
I love Garrett, but...
Our girls are the same. Scott, or Kristen and Josh are coming back, which is really exciting.
Yes, I heard that after they spit out a kid. That was really cool.
I'm really excited to see them. Too. They are playing
Breakfast
Club. We'll see how it goes. Movie
okay.
I know.
They're
going to
be tired. Yeah, I have no idea what that is. I have a dog, and it's like hard enough, so I can't imagine what an actual like human would be like.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's fun.
But so then, are you still playing on the stunts too?
Yep, I'm playing on the stunts. I'm really excited to get back to the girls' team.
And then, of course, you... That's the first, you know what? I've known you for, I don't know, it feels like 5 years or something now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first time I've ever heard you call it a girls' team. You've always called it a women's team until this moment right now.
Oh.
So it was the one thing you always did that I always pointed out. She's always like, I love my women's team. I'm like, I told you before, you're the only person that calls it that. But now it's like, you're switching back. Way to regress to the mean. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And then you also captain a Breakfast Club team.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your Breakfast Club team. How'd your draft go?
My draft went really well. I was third in the draft, and I got some really good players, and I'm excited. It's going to be
a lot of
really
basic answers there. Who did you get that you're really excited about?
Yeah.
Well,
no pressure.
Two of my all-stars are sitting next to me.
Hey, there
right.
You go. There you go.
It wasn't planned that way, but I really liked it. Yeah, she did draft Ebony and Ivory here. And it's the Brent to Topper connection for a 2 yard gain will be the best one of those.
Okay, I just said Brent long all the time. Like, Topper, what are you doing?
Yeah. You get one long play a game.
But it's Topper's long, so it's 10 yards.
Oh, that's true.
You'd be fine. Like, it kind of evens out. You'll totally be okay there. So that's exciting. What color did you end up drafting?
Forest green.
Yuck.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah.
Gold's where it's at.
Better than... I was just going to say better than gold, but...
Peterborough Kelly time. Too bad. I don't know. Actually, I hate gold, too, but I don't want to tell Kelly that because I'm scared of her. That's super fine.
Yeah, she'll never find out.
I'd say nobody listens to this thing, but people listen to this thing. I always thought Lenny was full of shit about it, but everyone's like, oh, I heard this on the podcast. I'm like, I don't even know who you are. I'm like, okay, my bad person. Like, whatever. So people are
to meet you.
I think people are just so ready for... the league to start that I think this will get a lot of hits. Can you find out how many times this podcast, when you put it up, gets a listen?
I probably can.
I would really like that. I would like to see exactly how many listens we actually, get, because I think it's just
I never wanted to give Lenny that information.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You'll give me that information?
We gotta take that national.
We had 113 listens. Mind you, 80 of them are Lenny re-listening.
Oh,
right.
What? I'm just going to be hitting play, stop.
IP address, Lenny.
That's funny. And then Brent, because
yes, sir.
Been a part of TMA for, what, a billion years at this
point?
Yeah,
like, pretty much.
So how'd your guys' offseason go? Any changes, anything new?
Not too much new for us. We have the whole crew coming back. We have, I think, the only addition that we have on our roster is going to be Rich's brother.
Okay.
Is also going to be...
Wasn't he there hanging out the whole
yeah,
time?
Yeah, he was there hanging out with us all last year, and we were like, you know what? Why not?
Is that his nickname? Is that what we're calling Rich's brother?
You know what?
We are now.
We are going Rich's brother.
Rich's brother. I don't know. I learned his name. I may have forgotten it. Yeah, Brent, you're ruining my fucking gag here, bud.
Sorry. I like Rich's brother. So he's going to be joining the team. Other than that, we're keeping the same crew. We're coming back same as before. Hopefully a little stronger this year, and hopefully we can finish strong.
Did you guys get new jerseys again?
That is up in the air right now. Because
there's a week before the season.
We will definitely have to start next week with last year's jerseys. The last year's jerseys, there were some issues.
Yeah, that was
so
funny. You guys had to rear them like 7 times.
Oh, God. The jerseys last year was an adventure. Basically, Ferger had to reorder them about 3 different times.
Really?
Because they kept either misspelling things, they were short, so like they were like the cut short jersey.
Why didn't
like
know
the crop top?
Friend, that's what everybody
wants. Nobody wants to see me in a crop top shirt.
Backwards, everybody
ever.
Wants.
No. It is not cute.
You cocoa butter it up and be fine.
Yeah, we don't need that in our lives.
Worst visual ever.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not even okay with that visual.
I love it.
But yeah, and then when we finally got them in, you know, the right fitting for everybody,
There was still a bunch of like misspellings and stuff like that, so it was just kind of a hot mess last year.
You guys
year.
Still stay in blue though, your dark blue.
Who is it? Diana actually worked up a couple mock jerseys that actually look pretty cool, but she had them in gray with black lettering. I don't know if that's something that we're gonna do. We were actually talking about it a little bit today on our team chat.
Nice.
So I don't know. We'll see what the TMA comes up with. You know, may change it up a little bit this year.
All right. Look at that.
So
look at
we'll
that.
See.
So that's that. All right. So Topper.
Yeah.
I think the question I get the most times, and I think it's important, and we should get to it early before people tune out. We still have to go through all the COVID protocols, right?
Yes.
We still like every basically the way we did it last year is about the same.
Correct. Or? We'll probably be more a little bit more lenient on letting people back in to watch games, so long as it's not overcrowded.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Awkward. watch your hand.
You talk so low.
What else?
Still have to wear their masks.
Still have to wear your mask walking to and from the fields, I guess. I mean,
I guess.
I guess.
I you can know. See where we're at, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We're all getting tired of it. But from what I'm hearing, nothing is going on at these other football leagues regarding COVID protocols. So. Not that we want to follow their lead. I think we should still do what we did last year. At least coming in and out, wearing masks, going to your fields, wearing masks. If you're hanging around, my vision is teams can linger far away from the fields, but inside the perimeter of the fields, drinking beers, hanging out on the tree lines, basically.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking beers, whatever you want to do, without masks on, because you're outside.
Yeah.
I think that would be fine.
It's basically bring tents and do like a tailgate. He doesn't want to say, he doesn't want to say yes to that great idea that people are going to do anyway.
Well, I mean, yeah, I can't control the parking lot. I can't control
the tree line that he just talked about.
Tree line. I guess we have to be a little, we can be a little bit more lenient, but still be mindful that we are in a pandemic.
Yeah, it's pretty much just like we said. I know we just had the off-season rule where we're starting to be more lenient with people playing on more than one team. And that's really cool. And the whole point of allowing this was to, A, don't make it so that you have like everybody in D1 be on a second team in D4, blaze. And then and then basically just like, you know, I'm trying to find the right words here because I completely
I did it primarily because I know people just want to be outside and play more football.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And just kind of getting maybe closer to the end of a pandemic, it just whatever. It's spring. It's usually our test season anyway. So
I'll see you in our test season. But usually, yeah. I mean, and on top of it, like for the most part, I mean, we're joking about plays, whatever. But most people didn't take advantage of that. Like everybody. Now, there's definitely a few teams that have one player that you know joined it, whatever. That's not a big deal. You know, that's kind of what we want. We want to like one player to play with other people that they know. Mm-hmm. That's super fine because there's a lot of people who play in like D1 who are super great, but they won't be allowed to play with, like, their friends like me, for instance. But, like, I don't have anybody on the team, but I'm just the example. Who I'm never going to play D1 with them. So now they get a chance to play with their other friends, and it's not that serious, you know. And I really like that idea, and as long as we don't have teams of, like, everybody making it their second team, which we completely shut down, we wouldn't have let that happen. Like, I think it's fine. So that's how we got to more people being able to have fun in the league, and I think it's a good idea as long as people don't try to take advantage of it. Same thing goes with, you know, what we just said about leniency with the masks and hanging out and watching the games. If you're going to do it, but just don't be the guy or girl who ruins it. Because at some point, it's a typical, if you give an inch, they'll take a mile. And I used to always think in the great, like, I would argue with Lenny about this. I'm like, Lenny, people love this league. They're not going to like jeopardize anything we get. And he's like, Joe K, you do not know these people. And he would just say, if we give them something that you think, oh, cool, everybody will follow these little rules. Like, let's tailgate by the tree line, have a nice time, but don't all stand in one circle. People take advantage of that, and all of a sudden they're going to be everybody there, and it's going to be not great. So
they tailgated at Lenny's funeral.
Yeah, I know. Set it up. Right. So that's exactly my point. That means we'll go the extra mile and absolutely just, you know, I don't actually want to say F it up, but like, yeah, just take advantage of it. And that's not what we want at all. So it's okay.
Yeah. Right. Like one thing with the fields is I know, Topper, you were saying the other day that you don't want people on the sidelines walking back and forth.
Right.
If you can be considerate and stay behind the fields.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, anybody who's watching the games, Topper and I were at the fields 2 hours ago at this point. We were checking them out. We were at the Rose Garden. Looking good, everybody. Get excited. It felt good to just stand in the fields and see them. They're actually being painted. They were painting field four as we got there, and it was just really cool to see it. And after some discussions, I know one of the biggest complaints was, oh, man, we got to walk to the other side of the field for the exit. This sucks. Because as anybody who worked the entrance would say, like, you'd probably say maybe, like, four times an hour, like, hey, just go that way. Just keep going the exit because you can't have the cross traffic per the state. That's not anything we're doing. It's just what they had going on.
Yeah.
And we discussed today we're going to slide the entrance over a little bit and bring the exit down so it's not super close to each other, but it's not completely inconvenient. So it can be kind of easy. Plus, it'll help us keep an eye on making sure people don't just like waltz into the exit and all this other jazz. So it shouldn't be too bad. But speaking of all of the rules, I do have a question for you. Did you contact New York State about changing anything? Like, are there lesser restrictions for us? Did you even talk to anybody?
No.
So basically, you didn't want to talk to them and have them say, you can't do it at all.
I'm just going on the preference of what worked last season, what worked this season.
That's true. And okay. Honestly, when he who shall not be named calls the
right.
the health department again, they'll be like, whoa, you guys are doing way more than you're supposed to. This is cool. And then, right. Whatever. But
no, I mean, I have been paying attention to what other leagues are doing. Like, I play hockey. I'm paying attention to what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I am as dominating of a player in my hockey league as I am in co-ed touch football.
Obviously. So,
yeah.
Why of course. Is my QB right. For breakfast, though?
Exactly.
It's an odd year. You're all you're going to win. Yeah. Topper wins every odd year.
Yeah.
Except for 2019. And that caused a pandemic, so he has to win.
Ooh, he broke breakfast right. Club that year.
No, but I'm assuming that we have to follow all these protocols still. I mean, it's common sense. You still have to do it at restaurants and whatever, so I don't think they're going to stop doing it for sports leagues.
Right, and actually, we talked to Scott at the bar, too, speaking of restaurants. We still have to do the whole thing where we buy a sausage or a taco to order food, which is kind of dumb, but I know restrictions are better. He did say that for, like, the first week or two, we can't sit at the bar because I don't remember his exact explanation.
The outside bar.
The outside bar. I'm sorry, everybody. And then, but I think that's going to open up, too, to us, so I think we'll be kind of, like, back to as good as we can be. But we'll be wearing our masks, and I don't know if we can order at the bar now. I don't know the rules anymore because they've changed a million times, but it won't be as restrictive as last year. That's all that really matters. But like I said, I guess you still have to buy food to buy alcohol, so bring your extra dollar for a fucking taco. It'll be good. They're good tacos anyway, though. We discussed this. They weren't bad. So
yeah, it wasn't bad at all, actually.
Or an egg sandwich, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. The breakfast sandwiches are coming back, especially with Breakfast Club. They already ordered the champagne. Top already ordered a pallet, so we should be good. That's just
week one.
That's just for me.
That's just Topper's personal stash. You're lucky that he shares everybody, but that's not so bad. All right, I'll ask you two guys, because you're not usually in the conversation, Emma and Brent. With everything that's going on. Do you have any questions about, like, the league, the rules, anything that you might be thinking about?
Nothing that jumps out at me, like, anything crazy. We talked about, like, where everyone can stand, hang out. I think the fact that we're keeping the same things that we did last year, considering everything else is actually starting to loosen up, I think that's the safest way to go in. Keep it the same we did last year. And if we find out, you know, along the road that we can loosen it up, then we do. But I think it's a great way to start.
Now, one of the things that people might be asking about is they didn't enjoy standing in the end zones because it was just hard. We tried to help it with a fourth timeout, but that's going away, right, Top?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was too much running for me.
Brisk walking. I love that you said it right when Brent took a drink. He was going to spit it everywhere. I only have two microphones. I just ruined the one. That's amazing. You were saying?
Based on what, you know, other leagues are doing and stuff, not other football leagues, but just the hockey and stuff like that. So I think teams will be able to stand on the sidelines again instead of being in the end zone. So we took a timeout away.
Yeah, so we'll have that part back. I know a lot of people kind of stood on... There's a lot of people sitting on the sidelines anyway. We're not even going to talk about it, but it's fine. So that's going to go back to three timeouts, which I think is the biggest change because you got to know how many timeouts... Well, most teams need to know how many timeouts they have. And staying on the sidelines is cool. We're discussing potentially keeping them within a certain spot, but we really want to keep people away from the referees just to give them their space, whatever. I mean, regardless on if we feel like COVID's going away or not, it's still around, so we don't want to have any outbreak. If we do have an outbreak, let's keep it as minimized as possible. It's still a possibility. Probably not, but we thought that last year too, and Bobby ruined it, so it doesn't really matter. So that's not so bad. So, yeah, the fields are up. Everything's good. Are there any other rule changes we were discussing?
The quarterback throwing.
Yeah, so people
are... tuck rule?
What
we
got? So, yeah. We were discussing today, essentially, people are trying to determine what, like, the bang-bang plays where you almost get sacked, like, where the ball has to be. And, you know, it's hard to referee in this league. If you haven't done it, like, don't mock it. I've done it. It gave me anxiety. I got threatened by a scary woman, and I gave up. But it doesn't matter. But, like, so now we're trying to determine, like, where is the sack counting? So... could we talk with Coach Jay, who... can we just officially call him the head of officiating?
Probably.
It's a lot of official. But
Coach Jay.
Coach Jay's in charge. Yeah. And where we're going to count it as the ball has to be in front of the head to not count. So if you're winding up and you get tagged before you throw, that's going to count as a sack.
Right.
So it's going to be a bang-bang play. And let's face it, the refs are still going to mess it up whether the ball's behind your head or in front of it because it's just hard to do.
Yeah.
So it's still going to get argued about, but hopefully less. And now we have a defined... this is where it was, and like we said, show us the video where it wasn't. Like, I mean, just at this point, it's like, right. People complain about everything.
Yeah.
It's fine. Hell, you're on a team with like 90%. No, I'm kidding. what? do I have to bring up Billy? No, that's fine. I screw around. I'm just messing around. I love Billy. I love TMA. But for real, it gives us a direct way to be like, you can judge it, but it's still going to be, it's still human nature. It's still like based on that. It's not like... we have robots being like, nope, the ball was right here, so it was a sack. So hopefully it gives us a little more definition because it's hard to tell.
Okay.
So if your ball's in front of your face, that didn't come out the way I needed it to.
Wow.
Yeah, or did it.
I didn't even mean that. That's the best part. All right. Well, there goes that. So point is, if the football from the quarterback is in front of their face, then it's going to count as not a sack. It'll be counted as... throwing it, but if it's anywhere behind it or next to the head, that's going to count it as a sack, and that's the best way we can go about it. Again, don't argue the semantics because they're doing their best, and honestly, the more you yell at the refs, the less they're going to want to ref, and getting refs can be hard, so let's just go with that. And then the only other thing we discussed about a change...
according to Topper's face, there was nothing else. Right.
We had a rules committee meeting, and he didn't pay attention.
Was there wine?
Why would I start paying attention now?
No, yeah. We got this far without him paying attention. So, no. Oh, actually, it was the diving rule. We were specifying that.
Yeah,
you guys made the same face I made and that the listeners are making right now. You can't dive to advance the ball. I mean, most people know that, or most people don't even think to do it.
But, you know the age of most of us, right? Ain't nobody diving for shit. Dive.
You and I are diving.
It's not a decent
No, it's definitely not a decent problem.
You can't trip and fall forward.
Okay. Now that makes sense.
So like, if you're running towards like the cone, don't dive out of bounds and try to stick the football over the line, all that nonsense, which I think happens next to never, but it was something that was brought up that what if it did happen? It's like, all right, let's just tell everybody, don't do that.
Okay.
I mean, it's really hard. Don't dive because all you're going to do is... blow out somebody's knee by like shoulder blocking it and making it bend the wrong way, and that prevents injury and prevents all this other stuff. It's like, just don't do it. It's not hard. Like, if you've got to dive to make a tag, that's a different thing. That's just the normal game. But like, to advance the ball, don't do it. And if you leave your feet to advance the ball, we determine that it's just going to be dead ball from the spot that you basically leapt off from. So that's what we're going with that. That's not so good.
You don't have to worry about leaving your feet.
Believe me, diving or jumping was not going to get me that much further anyway.
You guys had this whole offseason, you didn't work on throwing the Brent fade in the back corner to jump over guys? What are you doing here, guys? The Brent fade. I think it'd be great.
Exactly. I like it.
I'm excited.
I like
Don't
it.
Get away.
Do it against my team.
You can't stop the Brent fade.
It's so lethal, we don't even use it. You just know it'll score. I love it so much. Let's see, what else is going on? I mean, that's mostly it. Like, I'm just excited for football in general.
We have a new guy on my team.
You have a new guy on your team?
Yeah. I gotta look at his name.
He's literally looking up a new, like, he's just going into his phone. Yeah. He holds his phone 15 feet away from his face.
You asked me what's new with my team. You asked these guys.
Like, you know what? I did. You know what? I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Topper, please tell me all about your team and its new team name. He's reading. I'm sorry.
Devin L.
Welcome, Devin L.
Welcome, Devin.
Welcome aboard.
All right, so for real though, tell me about your team and what you guys have been doing to be a better team.
We weren't concentrating on being a better team. We were just concentrating on reorganizing.
Yeah, well, I mean, having people show up when people didn't show up is still being a better team.
Yeah, that's true. No, I think we're gonna be the same team.
What's your team name?
I don't know
time?
If Drew's gonna have the man bun. When Dove cries.
when Dove cries. Hi, Tim Dove. But go on.
That is so amazing.
I saw that when I was reading through teams, and I was like, "That's awesome. I wonder whose team that is."
I thought Tim Dove had a team, and that was his team.
Me too.
And when he wasn't on the roster, I was like, "This is tremendous." Jerks.
Well, I think they came up with this because they play volleyball with them.
Oh, okay.
So I think this kind of all originated in volleyball.
And just left him off the team?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's very stressful to play football with.
Yeah.
Topper's not looking for any more stress in his life, okay?
No.
Topper's looking for an easily run league with nobody complaining and then everybody hangs out at his pool.
Hint, hint.
Yeah.
Nobody lives. Fun fact. The league address is the same as his home address. So at the bottom of every email, you know where Topper lives. That's TSLHQ.
I don't have to worry. No one reads my emails.
that's fair, too. Oh, Topper. He can't be saying anything important.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's great. So, I mean, there's some new teams in the league, new players. It's really exciting. How hard was it to organize the divisions? Because I don't think Brent said this on air, but when we were talking beforehand, he's like, how is there 11 teams in D6? It's like, well, there's only 10 now because we moved some people up. I know we moved some teams around and just made it fit. Is everybody making the playoffs? Just the top eight?
Top eight. But that should cover, what, D1?
Mm-hmm.
D2, right? D2?
I don't know. I'm asking you. You're the one who runs the league and just made the schedule.
Right now, I just see, like...
I know. I was just going to do the same
like
thing.
Like the Matrix.
Just casually look. This is all you. Keep the people invested.
Well, definitely the top eight teams in every division make the playoffs, so that should cover all but four teams the whole league.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, because I think there's only two teams with two divisions with 10 teams. So.
What about doing the always talked about but never done? Everybody who doesn't make the playoffs plays in their own tournament.
Ooh, like a toilet bowl.
You mean the Patrick J. McGovern Jr., even though he's not dead tournament?
Yep.
Wow.
It was also the Patrick J. McGovern Memorial Scholarship Fund for the Breakfast Club we never brought back.
Judging on the way that some of our friends have gone in the last 2 years, I don't know if we want to bring back this.
What
are you talking about?
No bad mojo, please.
Yeah. The only person we talk about being dead isn't, so maybe that's the key. What? I miss my friends. I'm allowed to say it. I'm just getting people beers. Like, this is that dead spot that's going to happen during the podcast.
Balls down
Brent,
there.
Still
I'm good. I'm good.
Brent's good. He's good, everybody. All right.
This is a family-friendly podcast.
Oh, God, no.
Is it still from when you won, like, 50 bottles?
Where do you have to go tonight?
I have my bowling league tonight.
Yeah, so being drunk doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, you'd probably be better when you...
I've been to his bowling league. You can get his... It's a drinking league with a bowling ball. Kind of like football.
That's not wrong.
Kind of like football.
Wait, how does Ferger excel in bowling?
He's a great bowler and he runs it. What
did you
expect?
In bowling, yes.
For Ferger came along, it's a dry league.
Yeah, but I run football.
Yeah, and it takes 7 other people to help you do it now. The older he gets, the more he adds. It's fine.
Yeah, why didn't you guys get bowling jerseys?
That would have been awesome. You should have got bowling shirts.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
White.
Right.
Colorful.
True.
And maybe Ferger will play better.
Wow.
Wait, this is a timeout?
Nope, we're still locked.
All right, I'm just kidding. 300s all the time.
And unlike when Lenny would be around, I'm not editing anything.
The best one, like the what old, happens, happens.
The old podcast would be great. We would do the podcast, and then Lenny would turn to Jim almost immediately and be like, all right, so at 10 minutes and 32 seconds, we said this. Let's get rid of that. Let's get rid of this. Let's do that. I'm like, why would you say it in the first place? Although, I guess I said most of those things. No, I'm just kidding. Lenny said a lot of stuff he didn't want people to hear. So it's gone. Unless Jimmy had... Well, there's some stuff in that Google Drive with some outtakes that we can't play, but I want to play it. Someday, maybe. Okay, cool. So we went over the rules. Fields are cool. Divisions are shaping up very nicely. There are a couple new teams.
Who moved up? So who are our teams that moved up?
We're getting on there.
So D1. So Sticky Bandits moved up.
Okay.
Yeah. Sticky Bandits is one of the first D2 teams, and like it feels like forever that said, oh, we won D2. We're moving up.
Not even a question. Not even begging me to stay down in D2.
All right.
Even though, anyways. Kitty. Not really. Sloppy Seconds, that's Alex. He's putting back in a team.
I think he's creating a new team, right?
Yeah. Which, by the way, this needs to be better. Actually, Cole texted me today. Hi, Cole. He texted me today and he goes, who's Sloppy Seconds? He's definitely doing like the D1 scouting. Like, who is this team? Is it a whole bunch of elite athletes? Like, is it an NFL practice squad coming at my old ass? But no, Sloppy Seconds is Alex Buchlis. He used to be the quarterback for tight ends and Sticky Bandit stuff. And then he hurt his knee and he's no longer the quarterback there. But he decided to build a team with him and a bunch of people who were on D1 teams and get like overlooked and then like got maybe released or cut. Or they were on a team that disbanded and nobody picked him up.
Yeah.
So he's getting those people together. And he's calling them Sloppy Seconds. And I think that's a brilliant team name.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a great team name. It's perfect. It's hilarious. I died when I heard about it. And so that's Alex's team. I don't know how well they're going to do, but
I mean, was also pointed out to me that Alex is responsible for half the teams in D1 now.
Yeah. You're right. Because he had...
Sticky.
He helped Sticky. He was on tight ends. And now he's got his own. So,
oh, wow.
That's...
One man wrecking crew.
Yeah, underappreciated D1 guy. That's actually pretty cool. So,
D1 MVP is out. Done for us for the season.
Maybe we can give some sort of like award. Like, we'll just make new awards as we go. Every time somebody does something cool like that, we'll just create something. It's fine. So yeah, D1 is Western Series came back. Like I said, Sticky Bandits moved up. Tight ends is there. Eyes Downtown is there, but apparently Bobby just cut everyone. Eyes Downtown is essentially just Bobby and I think the girls that played last year and then a bunch of people.
Well, Sarah moved, so
Sarah's
not there.
Oh, yeah, you're in that group of fucking weirdos. No, I'm kidding, I'm kidding.
I'm an all group of weirdos.
How could you say that to Brent? He's right next to you.
Brent's on my team.
Yeah,
homies.
Group of weirdos. I own it. It's good.
Yeah. I'm also mad you changed your team name, because Shilling Him Softly was the best. It was my masterpiece.
But everyone else is changing their team name, so. And
Kelly didn't. Peanut Butter Kelly time.
Very true.
There's something to branding, people, I'm telling you. But please, go on with Bobby cutting everybody on his team because he was mad that they finished fifth last year.
Yeah.
Had nothing to do with the fact that he infected them all with COVID.
On that note.
What else?
Alrighty.
The girls, they have, I'm pretty sure they have, Rachel came back. And then Emily Bierfeld?
Belfield?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, so she's on that team. And then I don't know who his third girl is. I can't remember. And then there's Bobby, obviously, and I'm sure Maddie Moore is coming back.
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, I think all of them got cut. Dang. And now it's like a brand new team of everybody he's just been like...
picking up here and there.
Just
pick up,
practicing with in the offseason.
Well, I know Sean Weisenthal is on Bobby's team now. But
that's a guy I don't know. That's cool.
Yeah, so he plays in D4 for Free Ballers, but he is also on Bobby's D1 team.
Yes,
he's
yes,
actually
yes.
pretty good.
That was a request.
But because of the Free Ballers Eyes Downtown schedule, he can only make 3 games.
That's pretty funny, too.
Yeah.
He should just play for Eyes Downtown.
Probably.
I mean, that just makes the most sense. But back to the original question of who else moved up.
All right, so D2, we moved Scared Hitless up.
Yeah, they won D5, so there's nothing wrong with
D3.
D3, yeah.
D3, I'm not paying attention. Go ahead.
And then Losing Streak came over.
Who's Losing Streak now?
That's Jordan's team.
Okay,
Jordan lost.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good.
And Mount Doomy came up.
That was a big jump.
It's a big jump. Well, hold on now. The reason Mount Doomy came up is because they added a true superstar in Jill Battaglia. And she brought along her
husband.
He had to be a part of it. The little guy who talks a lot.
Yeah.
What's his name? Jose? Oh, God. There's this one guy. Yeah. Joseph Katz. Joey Bats. Joey Bats. Joey Bats. So they added Joey Bats. And that's why they just decided to the moon. We're just going straight to D2. All right. And good for them. I mean, that's cool. Like, you know, they're all athletic as hell, and we've seen them run over people. But at the same time, does Joey and Jill make that much of a difference? Because when they played in D4, they got kind of beat up.
My thinking here was, when I played against them in D5 last season, it was like playing against the Hansen brothers.
Yeah.
You didn't know which one.
Yes.
They were all so fast.
Right.
And they're all the same height.
They're so blonde.
And
they're good. They're all
the same height.
They are. You're going to look at this team and you're like, yes, they're all the same height.
I think they're all carbon copies. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I think they added another brother, if that's even possible, or a brother-in-law or something, and then they added Joey. So they didn't add any height to the mix.
Right.
No, actually, their average height went down.
Yeah. But, so they were going to move up anyways. This added a little
extra. Gotcha. Okay.
Plus, Joey's ego wouldn't let him play down past D2.
That's all right.
I love that.
That's great.
D2 has A&A back. Maddie's making his return, which is really cool.
Oh, good shit.
But with different people.
Well, right. Some of his guys. Because Maddie didn't really want to run a team anymore. Because I don't... For the people out there who don't know, running a team is the worst thing in the world. Like, don't do it. But I do it 3 times. But it's just like, it's a pain in the ass. People always have requests, and then they just bail on you and like all this stuff. Mm-hmm. You think half the time in the off season, you're like, cool, this person's definitely playing. They said I'm going to play with you, and then 2 seconds later they're playing with somebody else. Like, that happens all over the place. It's whatever. Running a team is the worst thing, and Maddie didn't want to do it anymore. So it's A&A because Maddie's on it, but like, this is like Travis's team now. Kind of. Yeah. And because again, it's a new year, so Travis has to be on a new team because he can never stay in the same place long enough. And I love it. But so that's like Travis, Val, Maddie, a whole bunch because they all left the Dilfs. Yeah, they all left the Dilfs. And then the Dilfs just morphed back into their original form of being XTC then, which is basically the Dilfs were XTC without Travis. And now Travis is gone, so they're XTC again. Joe Russell's coming back and stuff. So that's.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be a really good team.
Is it Kelly Mazur on that team too?
Probably.
I'm not sure if they talked her into playing again. I think they did.
I hope so.
I think so.
I mean, they tried it. I'm sure.
Yeah, the league needs more quiet girls.
What the hell, Tapper?
That works so many different ways. They just need people that shut up. Yeah, Kelly, no, she's on the roster. I hope they got her to play. That's pretty funny.
I like Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly's very
great person.
Yeah,
so
I was gonna say quiet girl. But.
So that happened, and then Peachy Platoon's still there, but Peachy's gonna be better because they had a really off season. But now I'm looking at their roster here, and like, Dean's back, which was their biggest problem because he had work and stuff. So that alone puts them right back at near the top of the division because Dean was super good. And
absolutely.
There's some other names on here. Apparently, there's another Thompson, too.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Jesus.
That's great. That's the best one. So they're and then the Thompson dad is playing at Breakfast Club.
Yes.
And
oh, really?
Saying, yeah, it's super cool. I guess he's like texting in the group text. Emily's super pumped about it.
Oh,
like,
that's awesome. Exciting.
He's going to be Breakfast Club Rookie of the Year. It's nice. Another award we made.
Like
That brings us to D3, which is an 8-team division.
So, Gray Hair Don't Care moved up. I don't know if they found out yet.
right, because I saw that, and they told me all offseason they were in D4, and I looked at it, and I'm like,
No.
They actually lost Talia to Free Ballers, so I was actually surprised that they moved up.
Why would anybody leave their team for Free Ballers? That's awful. But anyway, that's fine.
But division's kind of realigned anyways down there. So, I mean, some teams moved up, down. There's not much of a difference between these D4 and D3 teams. So.
No. Yeah. Like, Wolfpack is the Jay-Z Garbaz experience, right?
Right.
Yeah. So there's that new team. And then the Angels moved up to D3.
Wait, is that a thing?
What?
Jay-Z Garbaz?
Yeah. Not a relationship, probably.
No.
We don't
is that a team?
Yeah. They have a team called Wolfpack for reasons.
Oh.
And
cool.
No, it's Jay-Z, Garbaz, and then other people that they know.
Randy might be coming.
If Randy comes back. Oh God, where was Lenny?
The league is not prepared for this.
That's so funny. Yeah, no. If Randy comes back, from all the stories, I never met the guy, but I've heard a lot about him.
I'll put the Randy Obaccio video back up that we made.
We should. That'd be a good one too.
Did you see that?
No, but well, maybe. I don't know. I've seen so much dumb things we've done over the years. My brain just filters them out. And then, do you know anything about Top Shot? Who's that?
That's Blaze.
Oh, God. Okay, whatever. So, there's that. I'm just kidding. I didn't realize that's what he was calling his team. That's all. Then the Untouchables are back. They're pretty good. And then we move to D4. Buffalo Vice is Buffalo Solar, correct?
Yes.
Oh, they changed up.
Technically, Cobblestone is moving up a division because they were.
Oh yeah, they don't. They well, you know, they don't really care.
Right.
It's Daryl. He can play anyone anywhere.
Well, he'll beat anybody in any division. We know this. So I gotta keep him on D4.
I had to move him up because I had to move my team up to D4, the Tox team.
Yes.
And I know that the league really looks forward to the Topper Daryl
match. I like that you're saying this is the reason you moved him up. Not because it was really, really convenient for league scheduling purposes. So we didn't have 12 D5 teams. Actually, people do look forward to that, except that we're not sure Daryl will show up for that match. But hopefully he'll at least clear his very busy schedule for that game. Weeks. I love it. So there's that, and then...
Juiced is new.
All right, new team from Juiced. That's super cool. Not So Sticky, I know, is the last second team that got made because we lost a team, unfortunately, like, I don't know, last week sometime. Somebody couldn't make it, not a big deal.
Yeah.
But... Jeff Kroll actually decided, all right, well, we still need this team, so I'm just going to throw together a bunch of vagabonds and have a fun drinking team, you know, as we've done in the past.
Isn't like, that what Sticky Bandits is?
Yeah.
Sticky Bandits is serious this year. They have a D1 championship to
win. All right. Go Sticky.
That would be, hey, if they Sticky Go Bandits Sticky. Won D1, that'd be tremendous. I hope they beat Titans of Motion and Dave Baker. That'd be amazing. That's probably the best storyline possible, although... Nah. But, and I don't mean that as a slight, just D1's hard. But whatchamacallit. So yeah, so Not So Sticky is just a team of those people. You said Ricky's their quarterback?
Ricky's quarterbacking.
Austin or Recchio?
Recchio.
Oh god. Alright, so that's a D5 team at least.
And then I think Axel and Katie
really?
Are gonna be onto that. I don't know if they'll ever be able to play, but I talked them into being on that roster.
Nice. Do we know who Itches and O's are?
That's what's the family, Steve?
Oh, okay. So it's a family feud team. They're just called Itches and O's now. Got it. All right, that's cool. And then the Stunts are staying in D4. Just scared of the Angels. Don't want to chase them.
I think COVID was definitely a hard year, so I think we're gonna stay in D4 because I think we're all actually healthy and coming back. So
that's fine.
And they still have Joey.
Here's my other question.
Yeah.
Why, like, Tox got beat up in D5? Why would you move to D4?
Because we're going with our indoor team.
Oh, that's right. The indoor team is significantly better, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. The reason we have all of these rules might be based around Tox, where people can play on more than one team, but that's fine. That's fine. All right.
I like the way the indoor teams worked. You know,
it was good.
It was competitive, but fun.
Yep.
No team really dominated that league, and it was a good mix of players, so... I wanted to kind of incorporate the indoor league into the season, so that's kind of why I was allowing.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I think it worked out. Like I said, we got a billion teams. Moving to D5, there's a couple new teams. Breast Friends, which is of course Travis's gender team because that's what he would name the team.
He would.
Oh my lord.
He says they were okay with it. It doesn't even, like, I don't know, it's fine. So Travis has a gender team.
I would have liked to see what the other options were.
Right?
Right?
Like, really? That was the winner?
I told him forever he should just call him Travis Titties just to see if it would work.
Oh my
But he's God. But he didn't apparently he didn't do that, but Breast Friends is okay. But He's got his gender team. That's cool. The Interdimensional Lightning Falcons are back. Puckett All-Stars are back. Who's Show Me Them TDs? Do we know?
That's John Sutton's team.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, so they just don't want to be Uncle Rico anymore? That's a great
right.
name.
Yeah.
They should have been Uncle Rico again. John, in fact, email Topper and tell him you still want to be Uncle Rico's Time Travelers. That's a good name. The Bams, we moved up from D6 because they played very, very well and we needed to move somebody up. What's a University Wealth Management?
That's the Kellers.
Oh, okay. That's random as hell. All right, but that's... Are they sponsors?
Well, the Keller's got a sponsor. I mean, come on.
I guess that's fair. All right, cool. So the Keller, there's the Keller. That's awesome. Wasted Potential is Passless Chat.
Coach J, yeah.
Yeah, so
Coach
J's team. They moved up a division.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. So that's good.
Well, they
so,
got some... Yeah. I think, feel like they got a better roster than last time, too.
Okay.
For sure.
They got, like, Derek Pugh's on that team now. He's right. new to the league. He's really excited to play, and...
Yeah, I'm Facebook friends with him.
Yeah,
I don't know
great.
If I've ever met him in person, but I've
he
been Facebook friends with him.
He is such a nice guy.
That's what I hear. He sells houses. He's really nice.
Yeah, he's so nice, and he's such a good player. So I'm excited for him to be in our league.
That's awesome.
And he was saying that he was so, like, I was talking at Breakfast Club because it's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, like, to me, when we played pickup a couple days ago, how upset he was that he didn't put his information in time to play.
You waited too long?
Yeah.
How?
We don't know. I told him enough. I told him week after week after week. You need to sign up. You need to sign up.
That's why I start this whole registration process a month and a half early.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People still get late. It's unbelievable. It's fun. I mean, you start registration. How quickly do people start registering? Besides me, who does it almost instantaneously.
Yeah, we have, like, the first day is usually big, and then it slows down. And then they trickle in.
Got to do a couple of Facebook pokes. Hey, dummies, don't forget.
Don't forget.
It really is a problem. Then I have to go through and hit every team individually because my mass emails don't work. Right. So, and then Tom, I'm going to register.
Topper. We'll be right in. And then people don't do it. It's running a league is also terrible too, right? And then we have Zach Attack and D5. So that's cool. They've been around for a while.
I feel like we didn't talk about the team. Hold on.
Well, you tell me who you want to talk about. Counting a whole bunch of people. Look out, people. He's in back in D2, so he waited till D2.
Oh, past our prime.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're right. We didn't. You know what? Well, past our prime. Past our prime is.
No, like I know there's another team down there.
Yeah, past our prime is. You're right. We did skip.
They're on page 2.
That explains everything. Oh, wow. We're sorry.
Sorry.
Remember, the T in TSL stands for topper. These things happen. Past our prime comes over. They played mostly in the indoor league. They actually made it to the championship game. Right? Or did they lose right before? They were there on the last night. I know
the
that.
Dills beat.
Yeah.
Did they? Is that who the Dills beat?
I'm pretty sure. No, they beat.
No, they lost in the semis. They lost in the semis, but they finished. Yeah, right? They finished first in their division, and they played really well. And their captain Jeremy, he was a referee last year.
Oh yeah.
So like he brought over a whole bunch of people.
It's a good group of people.
Yeah, like they got Keon, who was super good.
Yeah,
and that'll be a fun team to see being in D2. I'm glad you reminded me because I completely forgot about that.
All right, let's talk about D6.
D6 is interesting because it has 10 teams. 3 of them are gender teams.
That's gonna be interesting.
It's super fun. So Gordon's Bipolar Express is back, and then the Lenny's Ladies are back. Except we got worse this year because I'm gonna be throwing instead of like Jeff. I'm kidding, but
you don't get yourself credit.
Well, it's better to under-promise and over-deliver.
Okay.
Read a book. But anyway.
Coming in hot!
And then Jordan brought over Victoria's Secret.
Yes.
It was the Jenner team in a different league who charges too much money. But he brought them over, so it'll be really exciting to have 3 Jenner teams.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have this... The standbys in D6 TMA because they're never going to move up. And,
well, they're in a little competition with, Peyton's plumbing team, Spinelli's.
Yeah, you're right. True, Spinelli's plumbing's been down there for a while, too. But that's fine. It's fine.
We like
good league needs a foundation.
Exactly. We like D6, okay?
Brent's holding us all up. We're not holding him down. That's fine. Blitzkrieg comes back. Blitzkrieg, I was really excited about it last year because they came on really, they were playing really, really well.
Yeah.
And then Alex got hurt, their quarterback. I don't know if he's, I know he's on the roster. I have to assume he's going to be quarterback again because he was really, really doing well. So Blitzkrieg could be a team, like a low-key D6 champion. Graves Brothers comes back. They were very good last year. Tater Tots had a renaissance last year as well.
Really, really good year.
They really killed it last year. And then that leaves the Woodpeckers, which is a weird name. I think they were Squid for like a minute. Either way, it's Mark Biscaglia's team with his dad. I mean, right?
Okay.
The Tarot Talk.
Yeah, the Tarot Talk. They changed the name like 3 times in the offseason. So
I told them they can't change their name anymore. Seriously, I told them.
Reach your limit.
It's not just... I have to change it in like 10 different places.
Stop making Topper do work.
Yeah,
they were 5 last year, though, weren't they?
Yeah.
So what made them come down to 6?
Well,
his dad turned 78.
Like 70.
I mean,
and still slinging him.
I'm saying though, right? Again,
that was actually one of like our I don't want to call it arguments because that's but like discussions because we did have discussions about certain teams where they should be placed, all these other things, and like this was you're a D5 team. I think they went 4-4-1, something like that, and. Yeah, the year before they were like 0-8-1 got murdered, and that wasn't great. So it's like kind of a toss-up. So they want to be in D6, that's fine, because the Bams were cool with moving up.
Yeah.
And it just basically, if the numbers didn't work right, they were going to get tossed back up to D5.
Yep. So here, you want to see something funny?
Yes.
I want Brent to read this.
Oh, God.
Brent has to read.
So,
he can't even get it out.
I have no idea what's happening here, but Topper's dying already.
All right, I get, schedule requests. Read what Woodpeckers are.
The Woodpecker schedule request.
Woodpecker schedule request. Games on the far field.
What?
That's new.
Can you do that?
Well, I mean,
aren't most like D6 five? Games on?
Yeah.
Time anyways, but...
Well, not when I start moving things around and shit.
Yeah, shit gets moved around. It's
right.
It's but I have to do some follow-up on that.
Yeah. What?
Why did he want to be so there?
They know they can't park over...
Right?
Okay,
yeah.
They just can't park over there.
Yeah.
It's the most level field.
That might be true.
Okay, that's not wrong.
True, but I hate walking all the way over there.
That's what I was thinking. Like, that's just the...
Although when
that is a very odd request.
That field though, if it doesn't rain a lot,
yeah,
like that one is the one that gets really hard. You didn't turn your cell phone off for this podcast?
Who calls? I get
Mike Huber. Apparently.
You're that guy.
Yeah,
unbelievable. But
last time we did a podcast, I think somebody named George something called you too.
Topper is just a popular dude.
It's schedule season. All right, so let's go back to these things. We got Travis Henry Kids.
Yeah, that's a new team completely too. Yeah. I know they've played in other leagues before. I've heard that name. Mm-hmm.
But
it's glad to have them come over too. I guess the benefit of being the only league that ran football last year was people were like, oh, this really is awesome. Let's come over it and come over to it. And we really made out because we got a. The best part about the league is when we get new people in it. More people to just befriend and
That's what I'm excited
get stupid
about.
Yeah, with, me too. Honestly.
I'm excited to see the new players. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Victoria's Secret.
Is Jordan's
So he brought over his gender team from elsewhere, and that's really good too. I don't actually know who else is on the roster. I'm going to look right now just to see if there's any, like,
looks who's got access to all that information.
Yeah, I do. I absolutely do.
Wait, are you looking at Jordan's gender team?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited to hear the girls that are on there.
There's a whole bunch of names I don't know here. That's really cool. So it doesn't even matter, but they're names you're going to learn at some point in your future. That's what really matters.
Cool.
I hope, because if not, that'd be really sad.
I see a future podcast Sunday with that whole team.
Oh, that's exciting.
Hey, girls, you want to come over to this
50-something-year-old
guy? Hey, it's okay. He's got dogs.
And a pool.
Very cute dogs.
And a hot tub.
Yeah.
And only 3 hidden cameras. Where are they?
You're aware of.
Where are they? That's fine. No, that's
wow,
fine.
That
escalated
fast.
Well, actually, although one of the girls on the team is Trish, and I will definitely have Trish on a podcast because she's...
Oh, my gosh. She's...
Oh, Trish.
Can ride.
A little tiny
Trish?
Yeah. She's
a trip.
Yeah, she is. Especially a couple drinks in her.
She's one of my God. Yeah. You met her without a few drinks in her?
Well, we can go to brunch, and so
she teases me all the time with Snapchats of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want to go to brunch.
There's 5 minutes before she actually has her first mimosa, so I see, like, 5 minutes every...
I get that. You don't know what she did at home.
Very
she just
true.
Wakes up, orange juice, champagne. Let's go. No, I'm kidding. I love Trish. So I think Trish will 100% be on her podcast. So I think
oh my gosh, yeah. She'd be great.
But yeah, I'm going to try and get as many new people on this as I can.
Yeah.
Like, I think it'll just be fun, you know, while we're all hanging out poolside.
I like it.
Jay-Z's doing cannonballs in the pool and people are talking about
Travis
podcasts.
Travis in your hot tub.
Yeah. Travis sleeping in the hot tub.
Right?
It's all good. So this
he's got, Travis has his own hot tub now, so I don't think mine's any, you know, big deal for him.
No, it's like going back home.
I'll say, I still think yours is a big deal.
The comforts of your, like, main hot tub. That's great, though. So that's it. We're getting close to an hour of school. Brent's got to go bowling. So we're going to get out of here in a second. But as usual, we can't really do, like, most of our gimmicks right now because we didn't have any football yet. But we can do final thoughts. So, Emily, give me your final thoughts on the season. What's going on through your mind?
I'm really excited to watch the new teams play and meet everybody new that's going to come into our league and see how much fun it's going to be.
All right, very, very nice. Brent, your final thoughts?
Final thoughts, very similar. Super excited that Breakfast Club is back. Super excited to be on Emily's team.
Yeah.
Just... excited to be back, have some fun. You know, sounds like we're gonna have a bunch of new faces and things like that in the league. And let's just do it. Let's go.
I love it. Finally, our topper. Well, it's not finally because I'll go after you. But
well, I have a couple of final thoughts.
Well, go ahead. It's plural thoughts.
First, like, Brent playing Breakfast Club is great.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
I don't know how he gets a day pass. Because he's going to be there all day.
Because of that smile.
I was looking at some of these schedules and I'm like, shit. We got 9 a.m. and then I don't play till 3?
First off, Brent will not be in 100% playing shape at those 3 o'clock.
No, not at all.
Second off, that sounds to me like you're going to have to go home for a couple hours.
Yeah, probably. I know that might be the safest thing to do.
That's a long drive, though. You don't live close.
It's a long drive.
It is a long drive, but it is...
Probably worth it.
I like owning all my stuff, you know, since I'm going to pay for all my stuff versus paying for all my stuff and only owning half.
That's a divorce joke, everybody. I want to make sure they got it.
Every married guy got it.
Patrick, you didn't either. So anyway,
I don't want to lose half my stuff. That's why I remain single.
That's because no woman can tame you.
Right. I don't even take a chance.
Most times you're dating and you might meet somebody who has like a kid and you're like, it's a little weird, but it'll be fine, no big deal. Topper has 60 teams of football that you have to deal with. Like, you don't get like one step kid, you get a step lead. Like, there's a lot of baggage coming through here.
A little baggage.
Like, okay, well, every Sunday, a lot of 20-something girls are going to come by and jump in our pool. This guy's going to do this podcast from the second garage. You got to deal with these.
These are the things you're going to deal with.
Yeah.
What other final thoughts did you have? Because that was the first one.
Definitely
looking forward to meeting some of the new people in the league.
You should worry about meeting the old people in the league.
I didn't get to meet a lot of people last season, though, either. So, I mean, it's... But it's tough, though, because everyone's got masks on and stuff, and, you know.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
So, putting names, because we are looking at rosters more attentively this season, and trying to put names or faces to names and stuff like that. So, but it'll be good to get back, because, you know, long winter.
Yeah, so, I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Which is always
as usual.
Well, at least we got to play indoor this time.
We did.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for my thoughts.
Dynamite time. My final thoughts are this. Like, I'm kind of in the same vein everybody else. I mean, it's obvious. It's the preseason podcast. Of course, I'm excited to be playing football again. But for me personally, I'm excited to be playing football again. I mean,
same.
COVID sucked in general. Yeah, exactly. You get it. Like,
yeah.
Ripping off my bicep at like the worst time ever sucked. Like, I was about to go play football with my friends and do everything. And yeah, I was there and I got to like I said, I got to watch the gender team I put together play and I got to watch Bullet Club play and. Well, there was no Breakfast Club to miss out on, at least, so that was okay in a way. But it just sucked to not be out there. Now, I played, like, a couple games at the end of the season when, like, I probably medically shouldn't have, but, I mean, whatever. And that's fine, but, like, it's good to just be back, like, knowing you're going to be playing, knowing you're not hurt. Like, it's just, it's like, it's almost like I waited 2 years to play in the TSL, and that always excites me. I'm excited that we get to do the podcast again and that we're going to be here at least for a couple hours every Sunday hanging out with my Uncle Topper. Talking about the league and having new guests on, and you know, some days will be nice and maybe we'll hang out here and just get to know people even better, and other weeks it might be pouring rain and we'll just all go home afterwards, and that's super fine too. But I'm dedicated to my Sundays being here to do the podcast. I really enjoy doing it. You know, it sucks without doing it without Lenny, but I'm doing my best. I'm trying my best to be a little Lenny. That's fine though, and hopefully it'll get better as it goes on. I might get a better theme song to start, you know, an intro and an outro and all other stuff that I'm going to add to this. You guys aren't going to hear it until you play it. I don't know. Here's a question, then. When you guys are on a podcast, do you listen to it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to hear what you,
yeah.
what you mean, sound like?
Yes. I listen to all of them.
Yeah.
Regardless of on or not. So.
That's true. So I used to do that all the time, too, and then I started doing it a whole bunch. Do you have... Was that your doorbell?
No, it was my text.
You still didn't turn your phone off after the phone call. During my final thoughts. You couldn't wait? All right, that's fine. No, I'm kidding. Jokes aside, I can't wait to see my TSL family again. You guys are all my favorite people in the world, and I have no problem spending 8:57 a.m. through whenever the hell we fall asleep on Saturday just to wake up groggy to make the 30-minute hike to here to do a podcast with whoever we trapped at 5 p.m. when they were hammering at the bar.
The way
Lenny used to do it. But yeah, I mean, I love doing this for you guys, and hopefully you enjoy it, and we'll continue to do it for until the end of the season, and we'll just make it better. I don't care. I'm going to keep doing it because I like talking about the league. I like talking about my people. We're good here. So... Everybody, the league's starting very, very soon. 7 days. Don't do anything stupid in the next six.
Yeah, don't get hurt.
Yeah,
don't get hurt.
The fields are ready. Everybody's ready to play. It's going to be super exciting. And I can't wait to see all of you. Remember, bring your masks. Don't make excuses. Just follow the protocols. It shouldn't be that hard. And yeah, check into the app and all that other stuff that you got to do. And if you have trouble with that, you can reach out to Topper. You can reach out to me if you need to. Again, the quickest way to get a hold of us is through Telegram.
Yep.
So if you're not on Telegram, just download it. I get it. Just do it. It's so much easier if you just do it. You can follow us on Facebook for updates. We have a Twitter somewhere. I might dig that out because Lenny had it, and I might just take it from him and just start tweeting things. I don't really care.
Sure.
And then we have our Instagram too. Who knows? Maybe we'll start a Snapchat this year or something. We'll make Val do it. That's a Val thing. So
yeah.
we'll get one of the Bernals on that. And let's just have fun with it. If you have any ideas for the podcast, for the league, whatever, feel free to present them. We're always up for ridiculous ideas. Like, that's kind of how this works. And you know, this league is this year is going to be a little bit better than last year. It's going to be a little more ridiculous, a little more fun, a little less protocols. And as long as we stay safe and all that nonsense and nothing horrible happens, before you know it, but hopefully by the fall maybe even, we'll be right back to having magicians and clowns and karaoke and
whatever.
We're going
to have an ice cream truck.
Ooh.
No, nice. Okay, you heard it here first. Well, that's for, is that going to be for the Lenny Ramirez Day?
Probably.
Yeah. Topper point, yeah, for people who don't know what I'm talking about really quickly, this is the longest final thought I think I've had yet. Well, my final thought, becomes my clothes. My show now. I can do whatever I want. But so what is it? The 5th? June 5th?
June
5th is Lenny's birthday, but also like the 1 year death anniversary? I don't know how you even call it. Yeah, but that's when Ramirez passed. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, like, if there was one regret we had from the COVID year, it was that we never got to properly, as a league, mourn Ramirez. So that weekend of Lenny's birthday / Ramirez's anniversary of his death, like, that's going to be a very important weekend. We might have to bring the wheel back for that. We might have other ideas. I don't know.
I love that.
Yeah, the wheel's in Topper's garage. I saw it. I'm like, oh, yeah, we need
love
that.
Love it.
So we'll bring stuff back. Maybe we'll have some prizes. That. Who knows what we'll do, but we're going to celebrate that week. So if you have anything planned that weekend, cancel it. Just be ready to have a good time there, and that'll be really exciting. And, yeah, that's it. I can't wait. I just can't wait. I can't wait to see all of you and give hugs and all the things that I love to do and not get hurt, hopefully. Fingers crossed, right? So that's it. So for Topper, Emily, and Brent, thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening to this hour and 6 minutes of Dribble. And I really appreciate it. I can't wait to see it. If you want to be a guest on the podcast, just come up to me. Be like, hey, I want to do that immediately. And I'll be like, hey, okay. Like, I don't really care. The more people I want to be on, I want people who want to be on the podcast. That's why I messaged, you know, you guys, because I knew you'd want to do it.
Absolutely.
And I wanted the first
it's
one.
Always
I wanted
a good
the first
time.
One to be positive.
Always
you,
a good time.
You guys might be the most positive people I can think of. So I'm really excited about it. Thank you again. Thank you, Topper, for hosting, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You get it. I don't care. I love all you guys, and we will see you at the field on the 24th. Go football.
Tremendous heights. A wave crashes off of a cliff in Scotland. A child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a big shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts.
Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all of humankind. Changing how we think about space and time. Now it's time to share them with the people.
A ballerina waits for the bus. A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun ducked to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls. Such as an
ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like
my name is Mr. Fish.
Yeah,
these
yeah.
guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and
yeah.
that may have just changed the course of time.